You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Debbie Lillard, a professional organizer, speaker, author, and mother of three school-aged children. She helps busy parents reduce clutter and create order in their lives. Debbie, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Sure, Eric. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, for those that missed the first broadcast, why did you decide to start this business in the area of reducing clutter and organization?
Well, initially, I was a stay-at-home mom when I started this business. I was just looking for something to do part-time and earn a little income. And it was just sort of a knack that I had. I was, having small children in the home, and I was being a stay-at-home mom. I was always creating systems and, organizing my home. I was just into that. And I saw that there were these people called professional organizers who actually got paid to do what I consider a hobby. So I started real small and just had business cards made up and told people that I knew and other moms in my neighborhood, and just sort of blossomed from there. So it was a great example of taking something that I love to do and turning it into a service business.
What's your most effective form of marketing?
You know, I've been doing this 10 years, and I've tried all sorts of forms of marketing. Some I enjoy more than others. I've done a lot of local television and radio interviews, and I think that's a lot of fun. It's hard to measure the success rate of that because, you sort of put your information out there and you get clients that trickle in. But I would have to say overall my website, I just had it redesigned last year. And not just the website itself, but also the fact that I have other organizing businesses or services that are pointing back to my website. So, I do get a lot of hits, and I ask people when they call to hire me, how did you find me? And they said, I just put in professional organizer and you popped up, or I put in professional organizer Philadelphia and you were one of the top listings. So it tells me that it's really working.
And how has your business changed over the last 10 years?
Boy, when I think back to, being that stay-at-home mom that I was just doing little jobs twice a week, and I would get my mother and mother-in-law to come in and babysit the kids, it was a hobby business in the beginning. Any money I made was what my husband calls gravy, because I wasn't working anyway. So I was sort of doing it for fun, but then, right now it's a full-time business. I work every day. I now have to schedule myself a day off to be at home and do the administrative part of running your business, but I'm with clients about 4 days a week. Also, in the beginning, I took any job I could get. Anybody that wanted me to do organizing, I would do it, and sometimes that really wasn't organizing as I envisioned it. It was more doing personal assistant work or helping someone keep their books for their small business. So I did a little bit of everything, and then I found a place where I said, I don't have to take every job. I'm only going to take the jobs that I want to do. And, once you become confident in your business and once you have a steady flow of customers, you can do that. And you can say, I decided what jobs I would take and what jobs I wouldn't. I passed them on to other people that I know through the network of organizers. I also set my hours. I remember going to jobs from 7 to 9 at night when I first started, and I was exhausted, being a mom with young kids. And I said, I really don't like working at night. So I got to a point probably 5 years ago where I said, I want to work 9 to 4 when my kids are in school. And, it's a little scary to limit yourself like that, but, it works out. Like I said, I'm able to fill my schedule. So I've set my business hours to create some balance in my life. I pick and choose the jobs that I do. And I've also gotten to the point where I'm not doing everything in my business. I've hired some people. Like, I hired a graphic designer to do my website, whereas in the beginning I just did it on a free Yahoo site builder. I've also hired a graphic designer. When I go out to speak, she designs my handouts and my PowerPoint presentations. And it's a world of difference because it looks so much more professional. And when you hand your PowerPoint to I did a speech once for a company at a division of Merck, and they were really impressed. Wow, this is professional. So it made me feel good about my choice to, outsource that type of work. Just recently I hired someone to handle my Facebook and Twitter accounts because, it's just something that I don't have time to do in my busy schedule, and someone else who's more of an expert in that can do it better. So it's worth the money that I pay that person. So I've really learned to delegate. I've also hired subcontractors in my work. When I get so busy that I don't have any more days in my month to book a client, I now have 4 or 5 subcontractors that I can defer to.
Exciting to hear how you've developed your business over the last 10 years, and you certainly dropped some great, rich advice along the way for others listening in, how to delegate and how to not just be over anxious to just take any client, but to choose the client that you want to work with. And it certainly does form to be a very confident and very successful business. We're speaking with, once again, Debbie Lillard, a professional organizer, speaker, author, and mother of 3 school-aged children who helps busy parents reduce clutter and create order in their lives. She also can be followed on Twitter at Debbie Lillard, and she has joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Debbie, do you find it hard to run a business out of your home and balance your family schedule? I know that you mentioned a little bit about that, but is it a challenge still to date?
Yes, I have to say unequivocally, yes, it is hard to run a business out of your home and have children. Today, for example, it's election day, so my kids are home, and I've got to juggle what I need to do with them with running my own business. But so it's a challenge, yes, and I'm sure everyone else out there would agree. My husband also is an entrepreneur, so he works from home. So sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing because you're around each other all the time. But I definitely think that setting my hours was a great move, and delegating duties to other people, as I said. And also I try to, just turn it off. When I'm working, I'm working, and I'm focused on that, and my kids know that. And when, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock comes, I pretty much turn off the computer. Of course, I'll handle things. If a client calls, I will certainly take the call. But I kind of take off my business hat and I put on my mom hat. And, it's a discipline. It's a mental discipline to do that. Little things that I do, like I have a family calendar in the kitchen, so my kids know when I'm working. And, I look ahead to when they're off so I can plan my work days around that. So it's a struggle. It's juggling. But if you automate some things, if you get some routines in place, it makes it easier.
Certainly does. And how do you juggle all the tasks of being a business owner, from accounting, customer service, operations, marketing, et cetera?
Well, that's the fun part, right, of running your own business, is that you get variety. If nothing else, you have to do a lot of different things. And, I've been to lots of business seminars that say, outsource everything except the one thing you love to do in your business. But I am a person who likes variety. If I was at a client's house doing the organizing hands-on every day of the week, I think I would probably get burnout from that. So, again, set routines. I don't mind doing the accounting. I try to keep my business very simple where the finances are concerned. So I have QuickBooks, and the first of the month, where to find me. I'll be sitting in front of my computer doing my QuickBooks, and it doesn't take that long. And like I said, it's sometimes you want that type of work to sort of have some variety. As far as customer service goes, I do a newsletter to all my clients, past and present. That goes out about the middle of every month. So, again, just having these routines that I know the first of the month I do this, the middle of the month I do the newsletter. As I said, hiring subcontractors, that makes my life easier. So if my schedule is full, the next person that calls, I'm going to offer a subcontractor to go work for them. The marketing I enjoy, that's, my background's in communications and marketing. I'll send out my own press releases quarterly, and I'll contact, reporters might contact me about a magazine article or, doing a radio interview, and I love that. So I sort of take that as it comes, and if not any other time of the year, I'll put something out quarterly to that effect. And as I said, I just hired someone to do my social media. Not that I don't enjoy it, and I'll still do it, some of it myself, but I needed someone who knows, sort of can see the big picture of using social media to market your business and make all those connections and schedule the posts and things like that. So, it's a balance between my being routine in my business and making sure I'm in touch with my customers and potential customers, and then subcontracting out the other work. That is just too much for me to handle.
Certainly understand that. How about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information about your company online and to also be in potential contact?
My website is spacetospare.com, and that's because I find that once people get organized, they think they don't have enough space in the beginning, but they have space to spare. And as I said, that's my website. It's got my blog on there and connections to my Facebook and Twitter, and you can also send me an email through that.
And in conclusion, any closing words or advice for the business owners listening in?
My one tip is, well, you know, many of us start our business because of the flexibility and the autonomy that we love, but that can also be the downfall of a small business. And many of businesses that I work with and people I know in their own business don't have a steady cash flow, so that can be a problem. You know, it's great when times are good, and then when you don't have those clients coming in, you get sort of stuck. So I think one of the keys is to keep close watch over your finances. My husband taught me to set percentages for how I'm going to spend the money from my business. He's an accountant, so he directs me in that way. For example, he said every month when you do your books, make sure you're putting just 30% back into the business, supplies, training, whatever. In our family, this is just a personal decision, but we're putting 30% of my income into savings. We've got to save 25% for taxes. You know, the government wants their share. And then the personal pay that I take is about 15%. So just by my doing the QuickBooks every month, I can check this balance and, adjust it as necessary. If I'm spending too much in the business, then I pull back the following month.
Certainly really good information. Always good to have you. We've been speaking with Debbie Lillard, once again, a professional organizer, speaker, author, and mother of three school-aged children who helps busy parents reduce clutter and create order in their lives. And the website of reference, once again, is spacetospare.com. Debbie, thanks for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.